today's agendas. And with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to the hearing examiner serving as the hearing examiner today, you need to state so, come forward and state so at this time or unmute yourself. I saw Mr. Walker had his hand up, but
It was on mute for everyone. That was the reason for the hand up.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Mr. Walker, I'm going to use you as my gauge. Where did you pick me up in my introduction?
Only about 20 seconds ago or so.
Oh, okay. All right. For those folks that are online, then we do have quite a few people online. I'm going to restate the most important parts of what I stated here today. We're going to take each item separately, and staff will present its report and make whatever recommendations that it wishes to make. Then the applicant, who has the burden of proof, will be given a chance to testify, and then the public will be given a chance to testify, and the applicant can have an opportunity to submit rebuttal testimony if there is any testimony in opposition to the project. If you do testify, I will have you either come forward here in the hearing room or unmute yourself online. I'll call you online. I'll go through everybody that's online to see if you want to testify on the matter that we're talking about. I'll have you state your name and your address, and then I will swear you in as a witness. You need to testify about evidence, questions and answers. This is not a question and answer time. This is a time for you to present testimony and evidence as to how the project does or does not comply with the applicable rules and regulations. The hearing examiner will make a decision within 10 working days after I close the public record. This appeal is subject to a request for reconsideration or a request to reopen a hearing as provided by the Chelan County Code. And then once again, I will say that I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. And I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report and the exhibits attached to the staff report, I've not had any communication regarding the item that's on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there's anybody online that wishes to object to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is the conditional use permit that I mentioned. It's given application number CUP 25-306. This is a conditional use permit application for a home-based business to be located within Chelan County, a property that's more specifically described in the staff report and the application materials. For the record, I'll admit into the record at this time by this reference exhibits A through D that are referenced in the staff report. Exhibit E will be the staff report. Exhibit F will be the remainder of the planning staff file. We'll turn this matter over to staff for their presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Examiner. An application for a conditional use permit has been requested for the operation of a home-based business. The applicant is proposing to operate a personal fitness coaching business within the existing single-family residence. Staff has reviewed the submitted application materials and finds the proposal to be consistent with the Revised Code of Washington, the Washington Administrative Code, the Chelan County Comprehensive Plan, and the Chelan County Code. Outside of the staff report, we have nothing further to add.
All right, thank you very much. I have reviewed the staff report, all the application materials, all the public comments that have come through, and the agency comments. I do not have any questions for staff. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
I am.
To come forward here, I'll have you state your name and address, and then I will put you under oath.
Linda Jammerman, 120 East Mountain Brook Lane, Wenatchee 98801.
All right, I'll have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you get today will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the applicant and property owner, is that correct?
That's correct.
You had a chance to review the staff report?
I have.
Do you have any objection with any of the representations within the staff report?
I do not.
There are some proposed conditions of approval. Have you reviewed those?
I have reviewed them.
Do you have any objection with any of those?
No, I don't.
All right, what would you like to tell me about the project?
As stated, it's a home-based business for personal fitness coaching, specifically Pilates. It's very part-time, only about 12 hours a week maximum, operating within the operating hours, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and As Tori's indicated in our staff report, we've met all the code requirements, and we accept all the conditional requirements as well.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Thank you very much for coming in. Turn the matter over to the public now. We'll start with the people that are present here. Is there anybody here that's present that wishes to testify on this matter? All right. We'll go through who's online. Dan B, if you wish to testify, please unmute yourself. If not, you can just leave yourself muted. Eric, do you wish to testify? Jess B, do you wish to testify? Matthias Redback, do you wish to testify on this matter? Ozzie, do you wish to testify on this matter? Buttigieg, do you wish to testify on this matter? Sean Unigard, do you wish to testify on this matter? W, do you wish to testify on this matter? Phone ending in 4974, do you wish to testify on this matter? All right, no testimony on this matter. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I'd make a comment. This is not for the record, but there were comments about covenants in your neighborhood. I do not have the authority to interpret or enforce covenants. If there is a alleged breach of the covenants, that would have to be handled by a legal action or something within the homeowners association, just to let you know that. All right, we turn to the second item on today's agenda. This is a application for a cluster subdivision. It's given application number P or plat 2025-257. This is an application for what's called a cluster subdivision to divide approximately 95 acres into 27 residential lots. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record exhibits A through E that are referenced in the revised staff report. Exhibit F will be the revised staff report. Exhibit G will be the remainder of the planning staff file. And we will turn this matter over to staff for the staff presentation.
An application for a cluster subdivision was submitted for the phased development of a parcel containing approximately 94.98 acres pursuant to the survey submitted with the application materials. The plan is to subdivide it into 27 lots for residential use. Approximately 71.36 acres of open space is proposed, with a total of 67.79 acres of that open space being located waterward of the ordinary high water mark. Staff has reviewed the application and submitted materials and finds the proposal is consistent with the revised code of Washington, the Washington Administrative Code, and the Chelan County Code. However, staff finds the proposal is not consistent with the intent, goals, and policies of the rural element as outlined in the Chelan County Comprehensive Plan. Outside of the staff report, staff has nothing further to add.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir. Dan Beardsley here on behalf of the client. My address is 325 32nd Street Northwest, East Wenatchee. I'm sort of
Well, I'm going to have to put you under oath, Mr. Beardsley.
Say it again.
I'm going to have to put you under oath first, okay? And
Okay.
that's
Yes, sir.
right. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. And you're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the applicant and property owner?
Yes, sir.
All right, what would you like to tell me, sir?
So I'm generally the guy that's kind of the herding cats on this project. We've been working on this project for The better part of 4 years. There's a lot of moving parts, and they have the owners here, the other consultants on the project. We have reviewed the staff report and concur with all the conditions of approval, have no objections. I'd like to, at this time, for technical issues, the owners, Paul Utigard and Sean Utigard, are here. Ryan Walker is probably the lead on the technical aspects of this. Matthias Rudbeck is the designated engineer. Eric Gehringer has provided all the survey materials and the preliminary plat and all that. With regard to the staff report, we're fully aware that we have several major issues that have to be addressed, and we expect those to be conditions of approval, such as highway access, railroad crossing permission, water system approval. The project has contaminated soils, and a soil remediation plan has been prepared by Mr. Walker. And I'd like to turn it over to Ryan at this point.
All right, sir, could you state your name and address for the record?
Ryan Walker, 200 South Columbia Street, Suite 300, Wenatchee.
Right, Mr. Walker, I'll have you raise your right hand. I'll take your word for it. Sir, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
And I guess your camera's on, but you're not up on my screen, so just to let you know that. Mr. Walker, what would you like to tell me? There you
Okay,
go.
thank yeah. My camera's on. I had my hand up.
I see
I'll
you.
testify to that. I'll provide you some additional information, particularly on the environmental side of this application. In addition to subdivision of the property, this includes a significant environmental enhancement. As I'm sure you're aware from the application materials, the property is contaminated with arsenic and lead from past application of pesticides. So this property does include the remediation of that. Ultimately, the entire property will be remediated, which will actually be a significant improvement to the ecological conditions. In the initial phase, 6.4 acres will be remediated, and over a half acre of native shrubs will be planted along the shoreline. That remediation plan has been submitted to Department of Ecology, and they have agreed that the remediation is feasible and will be successful. Ultimately, once that is achieved, a remediation report is submitted to Ecology to document what occurred on the property, and then there's covenants that get recorded, so any future owners are aware of the cleanup. In addition to the environmental enhancements, the project, we believe, is in compliance with the rural element of the comprehensive plan. That rural element allows for a variety of rural zones ranging from RR20 down to RR10, RR5, and then the rural residential recreational, rural village, rural waterfront. And the latter three of those actually allow lot sizes down to around a quarter acre, 12,000 square feet. And the rural element further even allows some commercial uses and industrial uses. The Chelan County Code has been adopted and found to be in compliance with the comprehensive plan. And therefore, the uses and procedures allowed in the RR5 zone are consistent with that plan. And that is noted in the staff report. Chelan County Code 12.12.050 lists required features for cluster subdivisions. And you'll see on page 13 of the staff report, the project is found to be consistent with all requirements for a cluster subdivision. So the rural element allows for clustering at the underlying densities. And then, the first policy further requires avoiding and mitigating environmental impacts. And you'll find that in the application materials. There's a habitat management and mitigation plan. There's a cultural resource assessment conducted, geologic hazard assessment, and there is a shoreline substantial development permit being processed administratively by the Community Development Department. This project will also be served by rural infrastructure and services. So that's important to note. This does not trigger urban levels of service, which is consistent with the goals and policies of the comp plan. There will be a private internal road system, private water system, on-site septic, and private stormwater facilities. So these are all typical rural services under the definition in the Growth Management Act. And the rural element intentionally supports cluster development in rural areas, and it repeatedly encourages innovative development techniques, including clustering. Again, we believe this is consistent with the rural element of the comp plan, utilizes a development approach expressly allowed and encouraged in the plan. It preserves the rural character, relies solely on levels of service that are consistent with rural uses in the RR5 zone. So when it's evaluated against the actual text of the comp plan, we feel that it does meet that. So I just might be glad to answer any questions you have, or the property owners are here if you have any questions for them. And we'll emphasize we have read the conditions approval and agree with those, and are in favor of them. And so we'll answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you very much. I have reviewed everything. I think I understand this project fairly well, so I don't have any questions for you. Is there anybody else for the applicant that wanted to testify? All right, not hearing any. We'll turn over to the public now. We'll start with the folks that are here. If you wanted to testify, I'll have you coming up to this seat to my left. State your name and address, and then I'll put you under oath. All right, not seeing any movement. We'll start going through the folks that are online. Dan B., I now know that's Dan Beardsley. Eric, if you're not with the applicant, did you wish to testify?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. Jess B., if you are not with the applicant, did you wish to testify? If so, just unmute yourself. If you don't unmute yourself, I'll move on. Mr. Rudback, same question. If you're not with the applicant and you wish to testify, please unmute yourself. If not, we'll just move on. Ozzy, if you wish to testify, please unmute yourself. Otherwise, we'll move on. I think P. Utigard is with the applicant. Mr. Walker's with the applicant. Mr. Sean Utigard's with the applicant. Telephone number 4974. If you wish to testify, please unmute yourself. All right, is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
All right, Mr. Beardsley, Mr. Walker, what I'm going to do at this time is I am going to close the public record. I have a lot of things to look at. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. These were the only two items that were on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this February 4th, 2026 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Once again, thank you everybody for attending. This meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.